Now, when you have the world's reserve currency, the rest of the world wants to save, and they save in that currency. And that leads the country who has the world's reserve currency to borrow. It gives them what's called the exorbitant privilege of being able to borrow and print the world's currency. Boy, that's a good thing to have. And then what they do, of course, is as prosperity continues and asset prices go up, like stocks go up and everything does really well, it encourages more borrowing and spending and betting on prosperity. And that begins to have a rise in levels of indebtedness. So you see debt levels rise. And the third thing it does is it creates greater wealth and values gaps. They become greater naturally. The wealth that's built up is distributed unevenly. And those who make a lot of money then begin to have a larger wealth gap. And that creates also an opportunity gap. If we're lucky enough to have the money, we can educate our children well and so on. That gives them an unfair advantage as in relationship to others. And so this wealth gap increases at the same time as levels of indebtedness increase. And then, of course, what happens is the competition increases. The competition increases because when you win and you have the other Germany or Japan or other countries destroyed after the war and there are no other competitors, then it's a dominant position. But over with time, others learn and begin to build up, like China particularly has increased its per capita income and its competitiveness. And so China is a competitor with the United States. But all through that time, it was like the British were competitors with the Dutch and so on. So we see that pattern happen over and over. As that power gap narrows, then conflicts about how things should go increase. And internally, there is a conflict over wealth and wealth gaps. And then there's a higher level of indebtedness, which makes for a worse set of circumstances. And that combination of circumstances leads to more conflict and more problems. So traditionally, you see that if you have a lot of levels of debt, the classic way that you see this is, what does a government do when it doesn't have enough money? It's not like they go into the coffers. The coffers are empty. They have no gold. They have not that money. So where do they get the money? They have to take the money from somebody else. That's either through taxes or what they do more. People get angry when they're taking it away and there's a big fight over it. So what they usually do is they print money. Because, and through the Roman times, back in Roman times, they had gold coins. They put less gold in the coins. They put other metals in the coins. And inevitably, they print money when they want to spend more. And that, of course, produces the inflation. It devalues the value of money. And you lose buying power. And when that happens, at the same time, there's a large wealth gap. An opportunity gap that produces a lot of internal conflict of the sort that we're seeing now.